Okay. Happy New Year, everyone. And welcome back to the Trace Call standing meeting. Do remember to sign the contributor guidelines, which are here. I believe, right? We are all well known, so let's not dive too deep into that. Today is vocab day, and we do have a bunch of pull requests on Trace vocab. Let's dive right in. So here's the pull requests we're looking at, and we're starting from the bottom, which is 670. This one. This is from Adam, who's not on the call. Let's see. This is the one with the nice meme. I need to just remind myself of what this was. This was changing the...
This was aligning examples with schemas. Our intention was to cover 100% of the required fields in the example. And there's two ways to do that. You delete the schema fields that are not there, or you add fields to the example. I believe he did the wrong one first, according to us, wrong one. And that the request was to do the other one instead.
That sounds exactly right. We have three approvals. Let's hear if anyone objects to merging 670.
Oh, also, Nis, do you want to turn off? It looks like Ori just got transcribed.
All right. Let's see. Is that stop subtitles?
Yeah. Yep.
Let's try now. Thanks for calling that out. All right, I'll go ahead and confirm this merge. Boom. The next one is from Russell, and it's 671. Here. 2205, is Russell in the call? No. Chris, would you... care to introduce 671?
671.
PPQ 505 plant product declaration.
Sorry, I totally have the wrong order. Oh, 671.
It looks like just another schema.
I can't say that I'm familiar with exactly what's happening here, but it looks like work that's similar to what Russell has been doing in the past, with adding these new schemas.
Yeah, certainly does. Let's see, we have two approvals, three approvals. Looks good to merge from my side. Change request from you, Ted. That's been resolved. I'll go ahead and merge. There we go. Which brings us to 672. And seems pretty similar. Application, so PPQ 587, so another PPQ form. Application for permit to import plant products. This is adding some fields to agriculture product, and it's adding a plant import application schema as well. I particularly liked the found scientific team. I see no reason not to merge this one. Would anyone object to merging 672? I'll go ahead and do it. The next one is 673 from Isaac. Also not on the call. What was this one? So mill test report, inspector report update. So adding inspectors, the example. So this is the same thing, aligning examples with schema. So yeah, he's adding inspectors, he's adding inspection facility and some required fields. We have three approvals. Any objections to, there's a conflict now. Any objection to letting Isaac merge this if once he resolves? I'll put that on as a note. All right. I made a note to Isaac about that, so let's move on. The next one is for me, 675. This is, let's see. So what this is a GTIN 8, which is the short form of GTINs, a credential to from a GS1 member about a product. And this is based on the examples in the VC beta model from GS1. Right. How can this – thanks, Mahmoud, for pointing that out. That's definitely a – file extension bug. I wonder how that could get through the machinery. Let me ask if you guys have any objections to me merging this offline. Once I fix that, it obviously needs to be fixed.
No objections on my end. If you want, I can remove the change request with the assumption that we'll make that change, and then
definitely that'd be great.
Yeah. Hey, Nis, I'm not an expert here, but looking at line 103 there too. So I did look at this earlier. I was on holiday, but looking at line 103 in that file change, I'm not sure that example matches the GTIN8 credential type. That looks like a prefix there and not a GTIN8.
But it is a prefix credential. And these examples are taken from the GS1 spec. I think it's legit.
Let me follow up offline this then.
Yeah, sure. Yep. All right. I'll push forward offline. Where were we? So that's 2 in queue. Next one is 676. The intent to import. This is narrowing down some of the files as we've been doing lately. So we don't have the generic organization, but he's made a specific intent to import that only includes the parts of organization related to this particular credential. So that's what this does. Same thing with place. We have three approvals. Any objections to merging 676? There's a conflict. I will let him know about that. All right. Next up is 677. There. This is FKIM7 update bank account DC. And we had a bit of debate about this in the past. And FKIM7 has made some good looking updates. We have three approvals. Is FKIM7 on? No, he's not on the call still. Any objections now to merging 677? Cool. I will merge it now. Great. We have another contributor. That's awesome. The next one is 678 for me. This is the GS1 key credential. So that is the one which is issued to actually claim that you have made a GTIN. Another one from the GS1 data model. I only see one approval. Can we get another one or a couple in? Or if anyone wants to discuss what this is about, I'll be happy to talk about it. Nope, still just one approval. I really want to stick to our rules. And there we go. Thanks, Chris. We have approvals. And since no one...
Sorry, do you mind if you just do a quick walkthrough? I don't know how, but I don't think I reviewed this one specifically.
Okay, sure. So the GS1 data model has this kind of the end of the line. There's a basically that it builds up starting from GS1 global to a GS1 regional or country office. And then either they can issue credentials directly, which is what you do, for example, with GTN Edge, or you can issue the local office issues prefix licenses to companies. Then once you have a prefix license as a company, you can issue actual key credentials. The way they kind of link up, referring back upstream. So this is kind of at the end of the line where you actually issue a credential that corresponds to something that is being identified. So that's what a key credential is. If that helps.
That does. Thank you.
Great. I'm going to go ahead and merge. There we go. What do we have? Next one. That's from me as well. Did a few today. 679. This is removing geo coordinates from the parties on bill of lading. We had some pretty strong feedback from the industry that an old-fashioned paper document, a bill of lading document or PDF or whatever, they've never had geo-coordinates in the systems that generate bills of lading. They don't have that data available. So we don't want to ask about it because it's a pretty huge obstacle to uptake. So this is removing geo-coordinates from the parties listed on bills of lading. We have two approvals. Any objections to merging 679? I'll go ahead and merge. I think we might have more of these sorts of situations, the same problem elsewhere, but I'll look through. Good. Last one, 680. There. This is adding cargo description, and it's basically because I was doing the bill of lading, and this was an old issue we've had lying around for a while. So I thought, let me just throw that in there while I had it open. So yeah, it adds a cargo description, and I decided to call it particulars, which is the term very commonly used on bills of lading. As you can see on the example, with two approvals. Any objections to merging 680? Oh, I see. GitHub has an issue with merging 680. Any? I'll just a little bit leave a comment for myself. Okay. I will merge that offline. And that's it. So we have four pending pull requests, and we are through the entire list. That means we'll switch over to Trace Interop. Last time I checked, there weren't any pull requests, and it's still empty. So we're going. I'll just, for the record, that's the link, but since it's empty, we'll go back to Trace Vocab and look at issues. Sort by least recently updated. Here's the list we're going to go through. There's one. It's one I would like to do out of order. I failed to get the ID. Okay, doesn't matter. It wasn't super important. Let's just do the right order here. The first one is 671 from Ori. Here. Representing raw materials.
Right. So we had conversations a while ago about, you know, whether raw materials could be traced. And, you know, essentially we don't really have like certificates related to, you know, this mine produces bauxite, aluminum, or, you know, these other, you know, minerals that are extracted from the mines, you know, that eventually make their way into refined products. The mill test report is the first, you know, certificate that we have in the, you know, raw materials tracing context for minerals. And it's the first time really that there's a heat transformation on, you know, raw material. And so the question was, you know, could we represent, certificates from, you know, for raw ore extracted from a mine. And that's what this ticket is to track. It is true that we can use our existing chemical sciences encoding stuff to represent minerals. So EnchiKey, you know, for example, is really useful because you can say, hey, like this mine, you know, it produces this mineral. And so that's good. But what's not great is that there are no references for mineral certificates originating directly from a mine. So I think the action for this issue is to sort of continue to ask for help regarding this, you know, maybe even going out to Twitter and saying, find me some examples of like mineral certificates for specific kinds of raw ore. That would be a great starting point just to gather some reference points so that we could start to build schemas that address certification at the point of origin for the minerals themselves. That's it.
Great. Any volunteers to shout out to the world for some input on this? At the very least, let's give it a... Do we have a help wanted? Guess that's an appropriate label. Cool. That would be a great contribution for sure. Let's keep going. The next on the list is 548. Hashlink is no substitute for proper semantic description of content. From Vladimir back in August.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah. Is there any path to closing this issue?
So it's about a specific type. We should look at the type and make sure the type is still correct. Commission event type. And it still has hashlink on it.
So he's proposing to, right, change that to a definition of products. That seems pretty straightforward.
It seems like something where APCIS probably has an object type that could be expanded here that would be maybe a better starting point.
Let's just, I'll make that comment as well. cool. Let's keep going. Next is 562. Medics on EPCIS. Why is this debate debated on Trace? Should this be on the GS1 EPCIS repo? It seems a little odd to have this conversation going here. Or am I just missing a point? Oh, there's something about the EPCIS repo was privatized. So maybe he has nowhere else to put comments like this.
It's not private. It's public.
I think they made it private at some point. Okay.
I mean, I just included a link to an example in the previous issue. Okay. So I can look at this one as well. Yeah, those links are working for me.
The GitHub one? Oh, yeah, it does. Okay. I must be.
Yeah, I mean, it is sort of difficult issue to parse, though. I mean, what part of it is relevant to our repo? We take examples from their repo. If they define something useful, we cite it and we include an example. So, for this issue here, you know, what part of this is related to? Yeah, I'll just ask the question.
Thanks. That's great. I'll just keep going then. That was 62. So the next line is 64. Product defects IDs. How to represent an individual product and quantities. Mahmoud, I see you've been commenting on this. If you remember what you said in mid-September, might you introduce this? So I will add, this does relate to this, some of like the key credential, GS1 key credential we just did. And since this was debated, the GS1 data model white paper came out. So just wondering if this is outdated.
So a big part of this was that there was a confirmation of, sorry, confusion between product IDs and similar. One thing he was saying was, why are we even using a product ID instead of just using G10, LG10, SG10, etc., right? In the product schema. One of the reasons was because some products we have simply don't have G10, SG10, because, you know, they're like a barrel of oil, which is usually, you know, moved in batches and stuff like that. There was some stuff where he was saying batch number should be used as an LG10, that kind of stuff. I haven't seen his response yet, so I think I'll just go through it and respond, but I don't think there's anything actionable here right now. But I'll go through.
I'm pretty sure schema.org makes this distinction as well, but I mean, I'm not going to second guess Vladimir on schema.org. I think he's probably the expert in that. So, I mean, there's probably a point here. I'll look through the conversation as well. I haven't seen this in detail, but it does seem related to some of the stuff I'm doing right now. Should we assign you and I, Mahmoud? Would you be okay with that?
Yes, sorry, I keep losing the tab.
Great. I'll assign myself as well. Okay, let's move on. Where was that? That was 64. Next one is 561. EPCIS, I think. Was that mine? Yeah, so I made a pull request on the EPCIS, and I didn't have time to really wrap it up. So I kind of pulled it into an issue instead. And the truth is, I still haven't. I'm focusing now on the teaching ones. I haven't had time to look into this again. If anyone is interested, please shout out. If not, let's just leave it for when we have time. Let's see if we can ready for PR seems appropriate. Let's keep going. Next one is 567. There, that's another one from Vladimir. Move stock steel workflow. Okay. I will assign myself to this. Oh, great. Ben, you beat me to it. Fantastic. That's definitely a simple one.
This is an easy one. I don't think it needs any discussion here.
No. So the next one is 568. Inconsistently spelled schema.org URLs. Yikes. Some of that looks really ugly. But this is outdated though, isn't it? Waybill registration credential binding. These are all dead. I'm gonna close this one.
Might be worth rerunning that command and posting the current result.
That's a good point.
I just said that on the issue. Yeah, we should definitely rerun the command, and then it can be closed if there are no references. At this point, there should be no references to non-HTTPS schema.org URLs, I think. I think they've fixed all of that after much prodding.
Alright, I'm just tagging Vladimir on it. I'm gonna sign him as well because he's the guy that does this, so no one else is gonna pick that up. And give it a pending close as well.
I mean, it's a grep command. Anybody with Linux can run that command.
Oh yeah.
I don't think you should assign Vladimir this issue. I think you should assign yourself a bank.
I will assign myself then. I can do a grep if it's written for me.
Yep, it's just copy paste what he ran.
Yeah. Cool. So that was 68. Next is 569. Vladimir again. Wrong use of item list. Can anyone quickly decipher this? He does seem to talk about Chris, some of yours or some of Russell's might be worth having him look into this.
Probably Russell, yeah. Russell's doing all of our work in Trace Vocab, so he would be the better one to look at it.
Oh, I forget. What's his handle?
R. Hoffendahl.
Would you mind tagging him? I'm not finding him, and I don't think I can pull that. Would you mind, Chris, leaving a comment, please?
No problem.
Thank you. Okay, 570. Is w3id.org/identifier does not exist. So, all right, see you, Mahmoud.
I just searched for that in the repo. I don't see it showing up anymore. So, unless I'm missing something.
I wonder if Mahmoud dropped because it references his credentials.
I don't think this is there. No, I don't think it's in the code anymore.
Okay.
I mean, is anyone else able to? Oh no, for some reason now it's showing up. I don't know why the search was wrong, but this query returns evidence.
Yeah, I'm seeing it too. I'm gonna assign Mahmoud. I'm glad he dropped.
Yep, I think it's good to assign him.
Sorry. Okay. So that was 70 and 572. Wrong use of identifier as a type. seems along the same lines as what we just looked at. And this is, I'm inclined to assign Russell on this one. And I have his handle now. Yeah, signing him. Okay. I believe 573 is the next one. Is that what you guys have as well? Void schema.org data types.
Avoid them. We love schema.org data types.
Yeah. What does this
mean? He's not wrong, though. This datetime issue, we had a lot of issues with datetime before. And there was also confusion over the datetime attribute versus the datetime type. So like the RDF class versus the RDF property. And I think this issue conflates those things because it says, you know, the title case datetime is a type, but the other ones, camel case datetime with XSD curry is a property. So, you know, in order to make this ticket actionable, you know, I think one, we should rerun the command. Two, we should file a separate issue for every result that's returned and make the issue say change the date time. And then those issues become really easy to close out because it's like just it tells you exactly what to do. If you have an issue like this, like nobody's going to do it because it's like a lot of work. I mean, maybe. Does someone want to volunteer to fix all of these issues in one shot? All right. Hearing none. Ben, if you don't mind filing a separate issue for every instance of failure and then prioritizing picking up fixing only the schemas that were trying to maintain.
I'll assign you, Ben. All right. So the next one is 574. Oh, www.schema.org. That's terrible.
These grepping attacks he's running on us are excellent. These are really good.
Yeah.
Same sort of deal. You know, we've got to update all of the cases where that's showing up.
Yeah. And there's a bit for Russell. There's a bit for Mahmood here. So do we want to slice it up the same way, at least into oil, gas, and agriculture portions? Or assign both Russell and Mahmood on the issue?
I guess I would prefer, I mean, just because I don't know what the relative priority for other folks is on these kinds of things. I think for us, if any of these IRIs are showing up in any credential that we're saying is a credential of interest, then I want those fixed and I want separate issues for each of them. And we don't necessarily need to burden everyone with that, but Transmute folks need to fix that with dedicated separate issues.
I can take the measured value is the only one, or in fact, the only two, which is also kind of weird. Measured value is the only one that we would ever see out of these.
And just as a sort of related point, I wish Mike Prorok were here and Mahmood were here to hear this, but every time one of these URLs is different, we're breaking query compatibility. So a query that should have returned results won't when the URLs are wrong. And that matters a lot when you're hoping to know that you found everything that's related, but you didn't account for the fact that some credentials were using different URLs. So you think you get everything, but you're not getting the things that were entered erroneously. So query interoperability is an objective of the traceability vocabulary. Our intention is to support RDF/Sparkle query interoperability, and that's why we spend time defining URLs for terms. Just as some background on like why would we care to fix this?
For now, I'll assign myself, I'll assign Mahmood, and ideally we'll split it up, for sure. At least now it's on the radar. What do we have? 22 minutes over, we can do another one. This was 74, so 576. Data types, yeah. The problem with this is that it basically applies to everything.
Yeah, it does. So I have some relevant experience with part of this recently in another project where we convert JSON-LD to labeled property graphs. These data types matter a lot there as well. If you get different data types when you convert to N-quads, then basically all of the data that inherits from your RDF structure is blocked by your failure to define RDF correctly. And so it does matter a lot. I do think there's a very strong argument to be made that all of the RDF data types and all of the IRIs for the term should all be correct for every credential that we create. And so with that as the objective, it creates just a tremendous amount of, oh, there's a bug there, I have to go fix it, which does not get solved for well by saying we have a lot of work to do. It does get solved for well by creating separate, smaller issues that are easy to tackle, where you can feel like you're getting a win when you're crossing that issue off the list. So I think what we should do here is we should split this issue off, and we should find a way to maybe give a breakdown or analysis of types, ideally by like steel, e-commerce, agriculture, oil and gas, and then to be able to see within each of those, how much work is remaining would be ideal. If we could visualize that, then it would be like the undefined terms chart, which is one of our most useful charts because it basically just tells you there's work still to be done. So I that's just an idea, but I think with it in its current format, it's just massively too large and needs to be broken down in order to be addressed. Yeah, he's got very good suggestions here. I'm not sure how to tackle this, but I think this is a high value thing for us to be investing some time in.
Definitely. How can we treat this? Like, what is the next step to break this down or deal with this?
So, I think you could do it on a credential by credential basis, with manual review. But the thing is that it's not like it's going to tell you, oh, like you should have made that a Boolean instead of a string. Like there's nothing in the code that's going to do that. But if you look at the N quads for a credential of interest to transmute, like a mill test report, every entry, every row in that N quads should be meeting and exceeding expectations. And that's where you'll see this, because you'll see a Boolean property, but it'll be listed as a string in the N quads. And then you could create a separate issue for that. So it's tedious, but one approach would be for every credential of interest, transmute has reviewed the complete N quads for the example and identified from the N quads separate issues for each credential. So every row in a mill test report from the example that's wrong is a separate issue to be tracked. That's a lot of issue filing, but it's also very clear, very easy to address issues because you can just say, did I fix it? Is it still in the N quads? Okay, it's done.
Yeah. I'm still concerned about the, even all the ones of interest to transmute.
I wonder if this might make more sense rather than an issue per, to have an issue with a checkbox per.
Yeah, I mean, that would work too. It's just when you fix them with commits, it's nice to be able to, you know, tag up the issues with commits, but yeah, checkbox would work too.
And the commits could still be tracked, whether they get added to the comment that includes the checkboxes or otherwise. I think that is useful. I think that the cross check is useful. But I think the tediousness will be substantially less doing it with checkboxes in one issue than doing it one issue per issue.
You know, there's the GitHub CLI will let you create an issue from the command line. There's probably some magic that you could run with Bash and a GitHub CLI, which would create an issue for every N quad. Like, it'd be a probably terrible thing to do, but you could do it.
Can we tag this somehow? We are out of time, and like, I want to kind of make sure we see this. Help wanted seems not very powerful tag, but I just want to give it some sort of label. You know what? I'll assign myself. I would love to at least give this a first shot to produce one. Like, we, if we take the mill test report and do it right, to have an example to point at and say, this is, do we agree this is what we're aiming for? Is this what a schema that has all data types defined, what it looks like? That I volunteer to do at least. Does that make sense?
Yes.
All right, we're out of time. Do we have a volunteer to produce, to send out the meeting notes? Are we sticking with routines?
That I can do it, Chris. If nobody else is interested, I'll do it.
It's lovely.
When was our previous meeting? Was it the 13th or the 20th?
13th.
Okay.
It was in the email that I sent out earlier today. I did make that update. I remember.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah. Great. Thank you so much, everyone. And it's good to be back. And I will see you all next week.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Please don't forget to stop recording this. Yeah, I was just going to ask you to stop recording.
Yeah, yep, I'm back. Thank you for keeping the meeting alive.
Yeah, just go ahead, right. Stop recording and then kick me.
Stop recording.